Hey, I'm Diane Ramsey. You may know me from middays 10 to 3 on Mix 101.5. This is my podcast, Scene and Screen. And I am joined today by some folks from the Theater Raleigh organization, which I don't know much about Theater Raleigh, so this is great.
We'll tell you all about it.
Well, I got to learn. Lauren Kennedy Brady, you were on Broadway, Off-Broadway Regional. You've done a lot of theater.
Yeah.
And so you're now the producing artistic director, which means?
Which means I sort of do all the things. Like I do the business side of producing as well as the creative side.
Oh, cool.
So I pick the seasons. I choose the creative teams, like the director and the scenic designer and the cast, as well as making sure we're on budget and cutting costs, things like that.
Well, that will keep you busy.
Yeah, it's very busy. So as you said, like I was an actress in New York for 23 years doing all that stuff. And now I've sort of dedicating the second part of my, you know, career to producing theater. It's the love I never knew I had.
Wow.
I didn't expect this out of my life, but I love it.
Okay, and I want to introduce Liam real quick.
Liam.
Your last name?
Liam Yates.
Okay, and you are in the current production.
That's right, A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Which I'm excited
starring
to hear
Liam
about.
Yates, as a matter of fact.
So we'll put a pin in that for a second. Going back, Lauren, how did you get started with Theater Raleigh?
I sort of grew up doing shows in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts when it was just the Memorial Auditorium. It was just the one theater. And cut my teeth as a performer and artist at the North Carolina Theater, so it was sort of like, it's sort of like in my blood, just the community of theater here. And I would come back and do shows with NCT or with the North Carolina Symphony or the Carolina Ballet. So it was always sort of tethered to Raleigh in a way. My parents have been big donors and advocates for the arts in the Raleigh area, and they helped raise money to build the Performing Arts Center. So when that happened in 2001, the theater in the back got named for my parents. So to make a long story short, what happened is that my dad one day said, nobody's ever doing shows back there in the Kennedy Theater. I'm going to put one on. And so he and my brother started a company called Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy.
Okay, I remember that.
And I was helping them sort of from afar from New York. And one day they decided not to do it. I was like, I'll do it. I don't know what made me say that. I was running it from New York for 5 years. And then finally, 5 years ago, I moved to Raleigh to do it full time.
Wow. Well, that's really interesting. So what is the focus of the Theater Raleigh?
Started off as a summer theater, you know, as Hot Summer Nights is what they called it at first. Mm-hmm. So I took that moniker and then called it Hot Summer Nights just without at the Kennedy for a while. Then I started calling it the Summer Series and creating more of an umbrella when we became a nonprofit, calling it Theater Raleigh. And Theater Raleigh is the umbrella organization for things like the Family Series, as well as the Summer Series. So our Family Series, we are writing and creating new theater for the young audience. So Midsummer Night's Dream is a William Shakespeare show, obviously, but we have created a 50-minute version that's accessible to kids and to non-Shakespearean lovers. When we put like pop music in there and dancing, and we've created a character called the Boy, who the characters in the show bring out of the audience, and so he becomes this sort of conduit, and he also sort of translates some of the Shakespearean language, and sometimes the character of the boy will be like, wait, what are you talking about? That makes no sense to me. But we do definitely use the Shakespearean text, but we have contemporized it in a way, and we've gotten rid of some of the things that make it confusing. So we've really just tried to boil down the main story points, the funniest things in the show, and the most heartful things in the show, and the most exciting things, and, you know, do it in 50 minutes and we're done.
No intermission.
No intermission.
Straight on through.
Yeah, just straight through.
That's cool. And Liam, what part do you play?
I play Nick Bottom.
The Weaver. See, I am a huge Something Rotten fan.
There you
so
go.
I'm like,
you know Nick Bottom.
I really do.
Yeah. So for, I guess, those who are a little less familiar with the show, there are three groups of characters in the show. There are the group called the Lovers, the group called the Fairies, and the group called the Mechanicals. And the Mechanicals are a set of wannabe actors who are putting on their own show. And Nick Bottom has a lot of confidence in his own acting abilities. And at the end of the show, when they finally put on their self-made production, those abilities are seen.
Okay.
Or taken to task.
Gotcha. Well, that's interesting. Now, do you do that every time you do a show? Do you contemporize it when it's a family series show?
It is new. So, yes, to answer your question, my idea is to take things in literature that seem like it's hoity-toity and stuffy mm-hmm. and make it slightly more accessible and more interesting to a newer audience that we're hoping to sort of fall in love with theater at a young age. That is sort of my aesthetic and where my heart is to take things that I love and know and sometimes people are scared of and sort of twist it in a way that makes it a little bit easier and more palatable to kids who aren't used to going to theater. And next up, we're doing a show called Adventure Road, a story of Huck and Tom. So it's the Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer story, but we're going to put bluegrass music in it, and we're telling it in 50 minutes with seven people, and they're all playing all these different parts. The guy who's the narrator plays Aunt Polly, and he plays, you know, Uncle Silas. So it's all with a change of a hat and an apron. So it's silliness will ensue.
That's really cool. Now, are you involved as far as like the writing and the directing and that?
I've directed both productions, and my education director, who sort of heads up the whole family series, is an amazing writer, and she has adapted the Shakespeare text to what we are doing with The Midsummer Night's Dream, and she's written the dialogue for our new show about Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. So yes, we're doing that together. Yeah, it's really
cool.
Fun.
Is this the only thing you've directed? Have you done other things?
I directed some shows for our summer series as well. You know, I'm more of a performer and more of an overall, like the producing artistic director is what I'm better at, overseeing a whole group of people and bringing artists together that work well together. That's my love. But as we're getting this new family series off its feet, I have really wanted to be hands-on. So, yeah.
Now, Liam, this is the first time you've been involved with Theater Raleigh?
No, we also did this production of Midsummer Night's Dream last year, and I played the same role. I was also in a production over the summer, Struck by Sandy Rustin, where I played a neo-Nazi.
Oh, not exactly family-friendly, that
one. That one was less family-friendly. It was an intense role.
And you're a theater major?
I was, yes.
You graduated.
Yeah, I graduated from UNCG in 2016, and I've been sort of pursuing theater my whole life.
He comes from a theater family. They're all involved in one way or another.
Got you. But you live around here and you're trying to, because from what I hear, the Southeast is like booming.
It's a great place to be. And I mean, my dream is that Raleigh will be a metropolitan area like Seattle or Chicago where actors and artists can live and make a living wage here. So hopefully Theater Raleigh is going to be part of the groundwork for something like that. I think one day in 10 years, I envision that we will be a community where people can not have to wait tables or take other jobs other places or have a day job, where they can just live here and be either a scenic designer, costume designer, or an actor or a musician and be able to make living wages. I think that's a really exciting possibility.
Well, that would be lovely.
A wonderful goal, right? Okay, so, well, you had mentioned in addition to the family series, you do other productions.
Yes. We do. Yeah, totally. Theater Raleigh is a professional theater, so we hire people from New York as well as our local artists here, and I hire directors from New York. So it's this great blend of sort of side-by-side training in a way. I feel like when we bring in a director from New York and we hire a girl just out of school who's just graduated from theater department, you know, they're getting a chance to sort of elevate and continue to learn. That's an exciting aspect of what we're doing here, too. We put on 5 shows in the summer. This year we're going to do a show called Daddy Long Legs, which is based on the book, and there was a movie. Fred Astaire.
I almost said Frank Sinatra, and I knew that wasn't right. Fred Astaire.
That's the one. I got you at F. Fred Astaire. And then we're going to follow that up with a new play that was off Broadway in 2016 called Significant Other. It's really fun, exciting 7-person play. We're going to do Big Fish, which was written by Daniel Wallace, who works at UNC. He wrote the book, and then Tim Burton did a movie on it starring Albert Finney.
And it's a different kind of a movie.
It's very fantastical.
But it's Tim Burton, so.
So it's a little weird. But the idea of the story is a little bit magical and fantastical,
right,
about a father who tells these sort of tall tales to his son. Mm-hmm. And his son thinks he's just a liar, but what he's really trying to do is connect with his son and inspire him.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful story, ultimately, in the end, about father and son.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a masterclass, which is about some famed masterclasses that Maria Callas put on at Juilliard in 1979.
Oh my gosh.
And it sort of is this way into telling stories about her life as she's teaching these students. She sort of spins off in these ideas. You know, she talks about, you know, being, you know, married to Onassis and All her crazy stories is really interesting. And a woman named Judy McLean, who did some of our shows before, she did Light in the Piazza with us. And last year she was in Lombardy with us, and she was in Mamma Mia for 8 years. She was the final Donna in Mamma Mia. So she's like a legit Broadway star, and she's going to come back and star as Maria Callas.
Oh,
so that's going to be fun. And then we're going to end our season in the Kennedy with a show called Once, which is based on that indie movie, I think in the early 2000s. All the actors play their own instruments, and it's a sort of offbeat love story about these two people. She inspires him to find music again. It's really cool. I'm super excited about that.
And then summer camp.
It's the first time we've ever done that. So we're really excited about doing a two-week summer camp from July 11th to July 27th. And we're going to be putting on Peter Pan Jr. with the students.
Okay, you'll have to explain that. What does that mean?
Peter Pan Jr. Okay, so there is this new exciting thing that happens, sort of like we do a 50-minute version of Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm-hmm. They are licensing now versions of musicals, and they're calling them Jr., like Peter Pan Jr. or Annie Jr.
Okay.
Or, you know, Hairspray. Junior or whatever, Grease Junior, and they take out all the bad parts and they
sanitized for your protection.
They sanitize it a little bit, and they, Peter Pan didn't need sanitation,
but it
did need to be shortened.
Well, it was long, yes.
Yeah, so now it's 50 minutes, and it's crafted for kids to play all the roles, and they sort of send you all the material that you would need, like CD tracks and everything
you'd
need to be able to put it on. So we're excited about that. We're hoping for 40 kids. And they'll be, you know, the audition the first day they get there, they'll be assigned roles. The second day, we'll start rehearsing the show. You know, our creative director, she'll do crafts with them, like a costume piece, or they'll create their props.
Oh, my.
And then...
So they'll get like an overview, really, acting.
Yeah, backstage, they'll learn dance, singing, and then they'll get to do the final week and the tech portion on stage at the Kennedy with lights and with microphones and
the
whole thing. So we think it's going to be really exciting.
That really is exciting.
Yeah.
And then you do internships as well.
We do.
Is that for the summer camp? Or?
Well, we do them sort of year-round. We are always looking for people who are like in school, in college or high school, have like an interest in doing some technical mm-hmm. theater. Every year we have about 10 or 15 interns who work in stage management, box office, sound, lighting, sometimes even performance interns, where we do side-by-side training where we take them on and we give them opportunity to learn with the professionals.
That is so cool, because how are you going to learn?
How are you
There's
learn?
Like community and there's professional.
Yeah.
Somebody's bridging the gap. Yeah. You guys are.
And we are paying them. I mean, we don't pay them a lot, but we do give them like gas stipends. So it's not just a complete freebie, that they get something out of it too. And they get a line on their resume that says they got to work with so-and-so on this show.
Man.
I remember as an artist, nobody was doing internships like that when I was coming along, but I was getting cast in shows and I wasn't ready. You know, you really have to learn on the job.
Right.
And so this is sort of like what you're saying, bridging that gap. You're getting a second where it feels safe. And then I think once they go through that, they're ready to like really do it now.
And what do you think the future will be for Theater Raleigh?
I'd love to have a bigger rehearsal studio and more staff to help us, you know, help me make all my dreams come true. And one day I'd love to build a theater of our own, just so we're self-contained.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
That would be fun. And ultimately, we just want to hire more great actors like Liam here. Uh-huh. I'm so blessed to have people like him in this area who are creative, smart, fun, ready to go, ready to work, always excited to be a part of the room, as I like to say.
Honestly, it's so easy to be all of those things with Theater Raleigh, because just the environment that Lauren and everyone creates in the rehearsal hall feels very safe and friendly. And even when people screw up, I've screwed up a lot of things.
You have to learn.
That's true.
A lot of shattered glass on the floor.
I mean, we won't talk about that. We won't talk about that,
like,
though.
It makes it so that even when you do make those mistakes, you don't feel like, A, you're going to be fired the next day,
right,
or people are going to hold it against you, or people are going to be like judging you for weeks on end because of it. It just feels like a really nice, safe environment to be working and working on our craft and doing all these things. And like everybody notes it. And we talked about it a lot last year, and we're still talking about it this year.
That's very nice, Liam.
We love working with Theater Raleigh.
Thanks, man.
Well, Lauren, you have a daughter.
I do.
Are you going to encourage her?
Well, she's in a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Is she? No way. I had no clue.
She is, I like to call her free labor. No, I'm kidding. I pay her too. But she is very talented. She has a beautiful voice. and a very smart actress in a way that when I was a kid, I wasn't. I was kind of a ham. I was like, hey, what's up? You know, and I just wanted to be in the spotlight. But she's a very interesting, smart human being who, when she delivers lines, it's very thoughtful and interesting.
Naturally talented.
I think she is. I think she's a very naturally talented actress. But when it comes down to it, I'm actually excited that she loves to play softball and she really wants to spend time with her friends and she loves her family and she's a straight-A student.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's actually all the things that I wish that I had been able to be, but I wasn't. Yeah. And she has natural abilities that I didn't have in other areas. So I'm really excited for what her life is going to be. I'm not really sure. She talks about wanting to be a teacher and also maybe wanting to do theater on the side.
Well, whatever. Well, there
also
is some
of that.
Also
wants to be a makeup artist and possibly an interior designer. But she wants to go to Duke or like Harvard for these things. So
oh
I don't know.
Gosh. Wow. Really.
Can you
very
imagine,
lofty goals, huh?
Can you imagine going to Harvard and having makeup design be your
I know,
discipline?
Right? Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, so if people are interested in what you do at Theater Raleigh, what's the best thing for them to do?
Best thing is to go to theaterraleigh.com, and Theater Raleigh is spelled R-E, not E-R.
Right.
So it's spelled like the idea, not the building. Theaterraleigh.com, we have everything. We have a brand new website, so it looks shiny and new.
It does look nice.
So you can check us out, everything from the summer series to our family series to our summer camp, and to some new works that we're working on too in the fall.
And the tickets are still available for a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Absolutely, and they're $15 for adults, $10 for kids. We also have some, you know, every now and then we have like sales or promotions going on where we'll take $5 off. So always be looking out for that kind of stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah. And you have subscription. Was that the right
word? We have a summer series subscription, yes. And they start at about $145 for 5 shows. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And we have, like I said, we have Broadway level talent coming and working at our theater, which is a very small 133-seat black box theater, and you're watching somebody like Judy McLean, who I was telling you about, and she's literally 10 feet away from you. It's pretty cool at those prices that you've only paid like $30, $35 to see that. So, you know, I think that's part of what makes us special is it's affordable, and any, you know, a family of four can come and it doesn't break the bank. Or you can go out on date night and go to dinner.
That's right.
And you're not like completely, you know,
not eating
your
crackers
entire
for dinner.
Exactly. So I think it's exciting for me to make sure that we're making theater accessible to all people.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, Lauren and Liam, thank you so much for coming in.
Boom, and Liam. We did
Boom.
It.
Good luck on your production. Good
thank
luck
you
in
so
the future.
Thank you so much, Diane. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
And thanks so much for listening to Seen and Screen.